please come back again. So that was on Saturday. And then Saturday evening, even though we just went out to dinner Friday night, Saturday night we went to Chef Jeff's, which is the Nora O'Donnell's husband's restaurant. You know how Big Fatty plays the song for Nora O'Donnell's nightly news? Should play that when I talk about his restaurant. In any case, we had a wonderful time. We got to see all of the regulars. We sat outside because it was so nice. The weather was just like perfect on Saturday night.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Big Fatty plays, please come back again.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3965 of the BFO for Monday the 17th of April 2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A new show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my weekend over at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. Anniversarariums. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Yo, your civil anvils. You're not civil. Your silver anniversarariums, because y'all, that's what Big Fatty did for the weekend. Y'all went and celebrated the 25th anniversarium of the Horror Hotel, y'all, not the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. That is not 25 years old, but the Horror Hotel is. And y'all, I think we'll just get right into it and tell you all about the weekend. Yes, Big Ready! So y'all, last time I spoke to you was Wednesday when I recorded the Thursday little show and pre-recorded the Friday little show. And y'all, you know, last week I was giving that Daniel Bieber a hard time about his testicle difficulties doing the mix. And, y'all, it was all in good fun and all. But, yes, Big Fatty, but, you know, that Daniel Bieber is that audio Nazi. It's true. But anyway, y'all, so I pre-recorded the for right. Little show couldn't let Miss Bieber go right without a little show or straight Bob. You know, these are the Big Fatty? We don't know. They're the bedrock. They're the bedrock of the BFO. Big Fatty. Which one is Fred Flintstone and which one is Barney Rubble? Well, anyway, so, y'all, got up Thursday morning. Y'all, I just did, the streets of, Fat Acres. Just got an hour's worth of, nipple walking in, but it closed my exercise ring. And, got back here to the villa. I don't know, it's about 10:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all went and got my shirt, and then I was off to the barbershop, which we all know is Mexican for barbershop. And y'all had to wait a few minutes, but nah, it wasn't too bad. And got the hairs cut. And y'all, it was about about 11:15. By the time I traveled there and waited and then got the haircut, it was about 11:15. I'm leaving, and I get a testimonium from Granny. Now, Granny had said, "Oh, I'm working until noon, but I should be at your place at 12:30. I said, "Thank you for calling." And 11:15, "I'm leaving work now on the way to your place." And y'all, this is always how Granny does. He always finds a way to arrive an hour before you've planned to be ready. So anyway, Granny got here. The nip stopped by. We had, Granny had to teach it. You never pass. Y'all, the older you get, you never pass up an opportunity to TT. Y'all, speaking of passing up an opportunity to TT, y'all, did you see that guru nudie in Tampa was trying to decide between the Costco and the Sam's Club? And y'all, a little hint, the Sam's Club, I think it is through... maybe Wednesday, tomorrow Wednesday, you can get a year's membership at the Sam's Club for $10. So y'all get over there and do that. Big Fatty, what does that have to do with TT? Well, I'm sure a guru nudie goes and has to TT before he goes to the Sam's Club. Oh, okay. anyway, y'all, we getting ruby red. Of course, Granny brings, he's packing for a 10-day cruise. It's just like Thurston Howell III. You know, he's lover, did we bring our formal attire? But anyway, we got over there. We stopped and got us a sandwich at the Hardee's. Carl's Jr. out there in the West. Yes, we Betty. I got some chicken fingers and French fried potatoes, and Granny got a giant hamburger and onion rings. Onion rings, y'all, don't get onion rings at a fast food restaurant unless it's the Red Robin. You know, they're good. We ate in the car and everything, and there were no calamities on the way over. We got checked in at the motel, and... we saw, Chris. He did not know we were coming. Y'all, it was a surprise. But, y'all, it was lovely to see him. And, let's see, what else? And y'all, then, Granny needed a nap. Big Freddy, he needs beauty sleep, not just a nap. So, y'all, we didn't go over to the Capri Lounge until 5 p.m., you know, happy hour started at 4 p.m., 4 to 7. But we went at 5, and it'd been 2 years since Granny and Durwood had been over to the Hara. And our former favorite bartender, Bobby, is no longer there. And... So they have two young guys. One's name is Saul, spelled S-O-L, and the other one is Cody, spelled C-O-T-Y. And I told Granny, now Granny, you're going to meet the new bartender. His name is Saul because it's spelled odd. And y'all, I went in and said, "Saul, this is Granny," and blah, 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 and "How have you been, Saul?" And he remembered Big Fatty's name and all this. And finally, someone says, "Cody, can I get another drink?" And I went, "Oh my gosh, y'all, I'd been calling Cody Saul. And y'all, I was so embarrassed, so embarrassed, but Cody didn't give a shit. But anyway, y'all had margaritas. Yes, Big Betty, because you can get them for half price. It's true. $4 margarita, y'all, and they were good. So Granny and I each had about three. And y'all, by the time 7 p.m. in the evening rolled around, we was ready to go. And so I don't know if Granny went and got something to eat or if he just went to bed. Y'all, I went back to the room and fixed me a bag of popcorn. And that was my supper that night. And Anyway, I think Granny had some snackettes or something in his room that he probably nibbled on. Y'all got up for right good morning and, wait a minute, excuse me, y'all got back to the room and this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all, there was a, a young, African-American gentleman, I think he was like 30, that was trying to decide if he was going to pay for a day pass, and he saw a big fatty on the grin doctor and said, did you bring the special chair? I said, yes. He says, I'm coming in to visit. I said, thank you for calling. Y'all, he came in. He was fun. He was fun. Yes, Big Fatty is just left with left a gooey mess. But well, anyway. But anyway, y'all slept like a baby on Friday night. No, on Thursday night. Y'all, we got up for right good morning, y'all. And of course, as is tradition, we went to the Sunrise Cafe. Had brufkas, y'all. Big Fatty had the country ham. Big Fatty, is it spelled C-U-N? It is not spelled C-U-N-T. Eggs and the home fries and rye toast. And y'all, this one waitress in there, she always remembers that I eat rye toast. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable, I tell you. And so anyway, we came back to the resort, and Granny and I got out and did a little nipple walk. We walked back into the, since Granny hadn't been there in a while, we decided we'd walk back. He wanted to walk off the bruff, because Big Fatty, he just wanted to try to get a big dump to come out of his butthole. Well, a second one. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, we walked back into the campground area, and y'all, it has gotten big. And we, neither one of us knew that it was that well populated. And so anyway, we had a nice nipple walk, went back, and y'all just had a lazy afternoon on for right day. And before we headed over to the Capri Lounge that afternoon, this happened.
Mystery day, are you ready for?
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, y'all. Okay. A second African-American young man came by. Y'all, he's 24. And, y'all, sometimes it's a winner chicken dinner, and sometimes it's okay, well, that was fun. Thank you for calling. And this was one of the, it wasn't the best. So I was one for two for the weekend. But anyway, Granny and I went back to the Capri Lounge, and we had some more margaritas, and then came back and got some supper at the cafe. I don't remember what I had, but I had something. I really don't. Oh no, I do remember why I had, because it had French fried potatoes with it. I had, it'll come to me. You'll just have to wait and find out. So, anyway, oh, I know what it was. It was a club sandwich. Granny got one also. And no mayonnaise and no tomatoes. Anyway, y'all slept like a baby and woke up Saturday morning. And y'all, I was laying in the bed looking at the grin doctor and this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? A dance. When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, 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 I know, squeaky gentleman caller. I guess to make up for the one Friday afternoon, y'all, this guy, he was like 42, had he was a ginger, all big fatty, I think he played rugby, but he was nicely built and just came right in. Y'all, he stayed an hour and a half. Big fatty doing what? Well, we had a good time. We did not nip a nap, but we just kind of lay there and enjoyed each other's warmth, as they say, for about a half an hour. But y'all, he was real fun and just yes, Big Fatty. Granny could hear all the hoopla through the walls, y'all. And Friday afternoon, Durwood showed up, and he went to the Capri Lounge with us also, and y'all. Then we ate there at the cafe that morning. I had a brufka sandwich, and then y'all just had a relaxing day. And that afternoon, this happened.
Mystery day, are you ready?
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, 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 I know, squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all, it was a gentleman in his 40s. He says, "Oh, Big Freddy, I'd like to come by and see that special chaya." And y'all, he did, and he did more than see it. Big Freddy, oh dear gosh, y'all didn't even get to the anniversarium party. Y'all, I guess I'll have to finish up telling you about the weekend on Tamari's little show. Y'all, that's all the gentleman callers, though. Oh, well, I should say, to the Gaming Complex, y'all, my 31-year-old sent me a text message. "Hey, Big Freddy, what you doing?" And I said, "Oh, I'm on my way to the Horror Hotel. I'll be back Sunday." He said, "Thank you for calling." So, I missed opportunity. Big Freddy, I think you made up for it. I probably did. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Archer, and Archer, after hearing Big Fatty's excitement so far this weekend, what do you think he was saying to guys?
Big Fatty, please come back again.
Oh, yes, they just kept, it wasn't even a revolving door, there was a please wait to be seated.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.